Although she has been recognized as topeng maestro, Nani, who often performs tari topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiah per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri enggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariff.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is targeting the expansion of the free nutritious meals to reach 20 million beneficiaries before the country's 80th Independence Day on August 17, 2025. Speaking to political party leaders and state officials during the National Awakening Party in Jakarta on Wednesday evening, Prabowo said that he had recently received a report showing that 6.7 million program and people had been benefited from the program. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Pratikno stated that the government has designated improving the quality of human resources as the top priority to be realized through the program of National Development Quick Wins. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bagiku untuk bisa berhenti menunggu. time if I don't have you as mine, but you always on my mind. In a magazine you showed up, baby girl, your beauty makes my mind blow up. Your personality is calm and friendly, the kind of girl that I would love to be with me. Once I start, no, I won't fall back, it's my cell phone number, so please call back.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Putuskan cintaku dan saat ini engkau selalu ingin bertemu dan mengulang jalin cinta. Mau dikatakan apa lagi, kita tak akan pernah satu. Engkau di sana, aku di sini, meski hatiku memilihmu. Andai ku bisa, ingin aku memelukmu lagi.
Ku menunggu untuk tahu namamu. apakah kau rasakan getaran pada dirimu? Oh, dirimu ku hanya duduk terdiam, nunggu untuk tahu namamu. Apakah kau rasakan getaran pada dirimu?
Thank you for listening through RRI, through RRI Digital. You can tune in with us to all of RRI Station's program, and including VOI, you can tune into your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kasolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasolami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasolami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasolamis. Kasolami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasolami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasolami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasolami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
pada dia selalu ada aku. Dia amat manis dan juga baik hati. Dia selalu ada waktu untuk membantuku. Namun aku bingung ketika dia bilang cinta, dan dia juga katakan untuk ingin jadi kekasihku. Cukuplah saja berteman denganku.
Kempal Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Kempal Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Thank you. as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation. But there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make es gempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Ku hindari tibalah saat ini bertemu dengannya. Jantungku berdegup cepat, kaki bergetar hebat. Akankah aku ulangi merusak harinya? Mohon Tuhan untuk kali ini saja, lancarkanlah hariku, hariku bersamanya, hariku bersamanya. Kau tahu betapa aku lemah di hadapannya. Kau tahu berapa lama aku mendambanya. Mohon Tuhan untuk kali ini saja, beri aku kekuatan untuk menatap matanya. Yeah.
Indonesia.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Tsunami, Pak. Eh, lari pakai atas, eh. Lari ke atas tsunami.
Lari.
Eh, lari ke atas tsunami, Bu. Bu, naik ke atas, Bu, tsunami.
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai ke tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Kona Antara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group Murah Rai Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove,
saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia,
when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh,
juga,
of course the impact also reached here.
Kebetulan saat itu kami melaut di kawasan
Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding, but suddenly there was a high tide. The water was also heavy. That's real evidence that I saw at that time. The water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area, but it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Sekitar 4 meteran. Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Alhamdulillah, syukur puji Tuhan, kami sampaikan
We confirmed to the guard
bencana itu
that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di daratan,
especially
khususnya
in
di Bali saat itu.
At that time, that's
itu,
what we see. That's where the function of the mangrove forest is.
Daripada hutan mangrove itu
as
sebagai
a food and guard, the coastline
penjaga
the island
pantai
that we have.
Pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by Ayu, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN.
Tepat sekali ketika
exactly.
Tsunami di Palu,
when tsunami in Palu,
sangat,
for example, we got very clear information
ya,
that there was no village in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and sea breaks, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora.
Manfaat ekonomi daripada
we have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests,
di mana
where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fruit that we have here can be used for processed food,
makanan,
wings,
minuman,
and also several types of medicines.
Selain
besides
itu,
that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
Kelestarian daripada hutan bakau itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sarifah, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia. It has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits, not only for humans but also for biodiversity and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of gray infrastructure such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So the multiple benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil penangkapan
we have
ikan yang
daily catches. Whereas fishermen who have worked locations at the high sea, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is 4 months at most.
Itu
it has seasonability.
Sedangkan kita yang mempunyai
while
ikan
we who have mangroves,
itu tidak ada khususnya dan tidak ada musimnya.
We can catch fish every day.
And there is no season. Bako,
every day we can
udang,
catch
dan aneka ikan
mangrove
lainnya,
crabs, swim, and other various fish that easily and without operating cars we get fish and for the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada ukurannya.
The crab has a size.
Yang bisa ditangkap,
the size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Yang satu ekor 250 gram. Yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest. Than the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement.
Jaring yang kita
inch
pakai
nets
di sini tentu
that we use to catch other fish.
Kita ada ukurannya yang sesuai dengan kesepakatan kita,
and we also want to catch.
Mata jaring yang kita
we cannot take them
ikan yang lain.
And catch them.
Sedangkan kalau kepiting, kalau
they must be released so that population development
dan juga
can be sustainable.
Akan mau menetas itu tidak boleh kita.
Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Sharifa, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami.
Abrasi di pantai,
we are also talking
gitu.
About
abrasion
on the coast.
Pantai
we have
akibat
seen
abrasi
the reduction
ini sudah kita lihat di pantai
coastline
Jawa.
Due to abrasion
hilangnya
on the northern coast of Java,
hilangnya mata pencaharian,
the loss of mangroves
hilangnya lahan hidup,
loss of
karena
livelihoods,
lahan semakin
the loss of
harus mundur
land,
karena tergerus air laut.
Has to retreat because
jadi
the seawater is eroded
penguatan
like that.
Dengan ekosistem
services
seperti mangrove atau pengurangan risiko bencana bisa membantu.
Or disaster risk reduction can help. For example,
tetap menjaga mangrove,
Jakarta,
masyarakat di pulau-pulau kecil tetap memiliki lahan hidup yang baik dan juga memiliki keuntungan atas seperti kegiatan wisata seperti yang saya sebutkan sebelumnya. Abrasi bisa ditanggulangi tapi ekonomi tetap berjalan.
Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya kalau kita bicara
this
tentang tanggung jawab. Sebenarnya idealnya
yes.
adalah tanggung jawab bersama.
We talk about responsibility,
dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai
actually,
dari tingkat lokal
ideally,
sampai tingkat nasional bahkan global. Dan itu yang untuk kesuksesan adalah
from the
adanya
local
sinergis
level
atau
national,
inline
and
ya.
Even
jadi
global
tidak saling
level.
Berkebalikan
and
atau tidak saling menguatkan, tidak saling menghalangi.
So there are no mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let the community feel that this has strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line.
Harus inline.
As an environmentalist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gogor Carik Ngurah Rai Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara?
Untuk kepada
for the community,
masyarakat baik yang
di upstream
hulu,
and downstream, let's work together
sama-sama
on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage carelessly, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care
kami,
of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Lingkungan bisa terjaga dengan baik.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Begitu berarti. Oh, tak juga kupungkiri, ternyata kaulah yang selalu di hati. Kurasa ku sampai di ujung jalanku. Tempatku berhenti dan bernyanyi. Oh, jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung hatimu. Ku rekatkan arah di nadimu, mengalir di darahmu dan terbelenggu. Takkan pernah lekang oleh di pelukmu hingga akhir aku. Jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkali Sergeansi. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Seperti dulu, namun baru kali ini rona wajahmu tampak begitu sendu. Lalu ku dengar kabar kau ingin putus darinya. Dalam hatiku berkata, ini kesempatan untukku. Ingatlah diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang. Izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru. Jika dia minta goyah keputusanmu, ingatlah diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang. Izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru. Bila kau cari harta, dia memang pasti lebih dari diriku. Bila kau cari setia, ku lebih layak untuk dapatkan dirimu.
Oh, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu,
jangan ragu, jangan bimbang. Kasih yang baru, ingatlah diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang. Izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru,
yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu,
jangan ragu.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral